Hello and welcome to a very special edition of Irreverent Testimony, the political podcast by and for millennial and Gen Xer types with a left-leaning view. And I know I say pretty much every episode is special, but this one is really super duper special. We have a very special guest, Mr. Steve Cohn, from right here in Denver. Hello, Steve.
Hi, Travis.
And as usual, I am Travis.
I'm Rachel.
And we have some exciting news. We have branched now from the world of just podcasting to some real actual political action that you, our listeners, and many other new listeners that we're probably going to pick up tonight can get involved in. And to make a long story short, I'm gonna turn it over to Steve to give a bit of an introduction on what Steve and his friend Naomi and Rachel and I and some other friends of ours are doing right now. As you know, just a few days ago, there was a tragic incident, terrorist act, actually what it was, down in Colorado Springs involving a Planned Parenthood office and a man who was obviously deranged and dangerous and unfortunately left a lot of victims in his wake. And what we're here to talk about and take action on was some comments by some of our legislative officials here locally. And I'm going to go ahead at this point and turn it over to you a little bit, Steve, to give us a little more background.
So on Monday afternoon, I came across an article in the Colorado Independent, which shared a Facebook post by Representative Joanne Windholz, in which she basically advocated and for the violence. She blamed Planned Parenthood for bringing it on themselves. And I was frankly appalled when I read her entire post.
Yes, we were too.
And so I posted a comment in the article, and I ended up meeting up with, I should say, virtually, with a lovely lady named Naomi Hatfield, who suggested that we start the ball rolling to get this woman recalled from office.
Yeah, yes. And right at the pretty much exact same moment, Rachel and I and some of our friends did the exact same thing.
Yep.
And I'll get more into that on how we all linked up here in the last couple days.
I would like to just read exactly what she said in her Facebook post so that everyone can kind of understand why we were so upset. Here's what she said. Violence, where it starts. The freedoms we enjoy in the United States include those that were made up to fit the audience and unsubstantiated numerical support, specifically the right to an abortion. When a violent act happens at a Planned Parenthood, PPH, facility, most recent in Colorado Springs, the left goes on autopilot, blaming everyone in sight when they should be looking in a mirror. Free speech has brought to light the insidious selling of baby body parts. PPH has no shame. These facts and overall mission of the abortion industry would easily send anyone over the hill who wasn't rational. The war on women is what PPH began with Margaret Sanger, and it has turned into a war on the family, especially children. It has changed children from a blessing to a commodity, making it very hard to consider ourselves to be a civilized, respectful, rational society. Violence is never the answer, but we must start pointing out who is the real culprit. The true instigator of this violence and all violence at any PPH facility is PPH themselves. Violence begets violence. So, PPH, you stop the violence inside your walls. My question is, if abortions were free at PPH, how long would they stay in business? Pro-life organizations offer their caring services, saving women and children for free every day, and they clean up the mess that PPH leaves behind. Pray daily for the women who abort, their children, and the providers. JW. So that was her statement. We can tear that apart, which I think we probably should do, but that's the kind of vile nonsense that started this whole process of recalling her.
Yeah, and just keep in mind, this is in response to a madman who went down with a bunch of weapons and killed a bunch of people in Colorado Springs at a Planned Parenthood office. So basically what she's tacitly doing is either excusing or turning it around and saying the true culprits of the violence are those people, and ostensibly the cops. Who
right.
were also got
there was
shot
a police officer that was murdered.
The people minding their own business.
Yep.
So this woman has essentially endorsed terrorism.
Yes, it's Planned Parenthood's fault that some insane person went on a shooting spree for 5 or 6 hours, holed himself up inside the facility, and killed 3 people. Because abortion.
Yeah, and this is an elected official who you know took an oath to uphold the United States Constitution and the laws of the land, and like it or not, Roe v. Wade is still, fingers crossed, the law of the land.
Abortion is legal, period.
So if she can't stomach that or deal with it, she should have been an advocate in a different sort of arena, not run and held public office, and is making her salary, albeit not a great one as we looked up, but her salary on the back of utilizing taxpayers' money, where she her duty is to uphold the law of the land.
Now, we should give a little background about Ms. Windholtz. She represents the Colorado's 30th district in the House of Representatives, mm-hmm. Which is a very gerrymandered and strange district, which includes parts of northern Denver and southern Denver and eastern. It's very strange.
Yeah, Adams County.
She just got elected this last November.
By a whopping 106 total
106 votes got her that.
In an off-year election where
nobody showed up.
Nobody showed up.
Yeah. So that's kind of who she is. She doesn't have a huge voting record for us to kind of point to. We've looked into it as much as possible. But, you know, she hasn't been there for very long. So she's not well known until now.
Yeah. Yeah. And now we're going to, in a way, make her even better well known, but yep. Not for the reasons that she would like.
No.
So there's a lot of reasons why we started this recall effort. And I just want to give a little background on how Steve and I, we kind of just bumped into each other online because we had very similar Facebook pages that started up that we and he had some information we didn't have. We had some information he didn't have, and we, you know, we're not interested in any sort of turf war. We're in this for the same reasons, and said, hey, let's just join forces. And it's been a great idea because we've really gotten the ball rolling here in the past 24 hours, I would say, wouldn't you, Steve?
The speed with which this has taken off is astonishing to me. This page went up at 3 o'clock on Tuesday afternoon, mm-hmm. garnered a couple of hundred likes over the next day. We then got some nice press in the Colorado Independent and in the Aurora Sentinel. And as we're talking here, we just passed 1,000 on the page. And
it's amazing.
It really is amazing the rate at which it's grown. It looks like we've got picked up by the national press today by Raw Story.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm floored.
Yeah. What has happened, and in a larger sense, not only what Representative Windholtz said, but what this movement, this anti-Planned Parenthood, women's reproductive rights movement has struck a nerve, and it's really getting people to wake up and come to their senses and realize, you know, what's under attack, and finally drawing a line in the sand and saying enough is enough.
And I think in part what she said is what we all know that they think. She just said it out loud, and I think being able to point to something specific and tangible that is the argument they're essentially making has galvanized people, has made them say, okay, that's enough.
It is. And look at all the ridiculous talking points that she's reciting from chain emails and a bunch of other crap and parroting, you know, Fox News contributors and the GOP presidential candidates that are not based in any sort of reality whatsoever.
Yes.
And so this is an important message to stand up and say, no, you can't do this. This is going way too far. And, you know, your opposition to Planned Parenthood or women's reproductive rights to take it even 20 crazy steps further and then sort of advocate for anti-abortion terrorists is just way over the line, beyond the pale.
Yep.
And we have seen quite a bit of support from across the political spectrum for or against her words, specifically with regard to condoning the murder of a policeman, mm-hmm. that seems to have really struck a nerve on the right.
Yes.
That seems to be beyond the pale for a lot of people.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I think a lot of people of all stripes would be interested in joining this effort, or at the very least not you know, fighting back on it too hard. There are some political considerations that we're looking into and taking into account. And we are reaching out. You know, it should be said, Steve, I think I can speak for you and Naomi. I can certainly speak for Rachel and I. We're very politically aware people, but we're not political insiders by any stretch. We have never officially in any capacity worked on a campaign like this before. So when people talk about grassroots initiatives, this is as grassroots as it gets.
It does. We're really trying to figure out this process as it's going along because none of us have ever done this before, to my knowledge. So
we're private citizens who have said enough is enough. Let's organize a political effort. Let's organize a campaign and let's do this. And we're well on our way to really making it happen. And it's already getting noticed by a lot of people across the world and probably across the globe.
Yeah. So do we want to talk real quick about kind of how this process works?
Sure. Steve, if you want to kind of give your two cents on what you've discovered and learned and how the process is going so far.
So the first thing I learned is that the Colorado recall procedure requires that we submit petition language to the Secretary of State, who will then approve it. And we then have 60 days to collect signatures representing 25% of the votes cast in the election where she was elected.
Right.
And so round numbers, that's about 5,000 signatures in House District 50.
That's right.
And then once that is complete, the Secretary of State will put the question on the ballot 90 days after that. My understanding.
Right. And so for us to make this process go forward, those are initial steps. We also found out that we have to set up a campaign committee in the state of Colorado registered with the Secretary of State within 10 calendar business or calendar days, not business days, of fundraising reaching a total more than $200.
Which we have surpassed and we just started yesterday. So
yes.
The clock is ticking and we're making it, we're working on it and we're making it happen.
Yeah. So we have to have like a treasurer and a designated
driver
agent.
After our events. Well, we'll need one of those too for sure. But.
Designated agent and a filer and all kinds of things. So we're going through that process. It is a little daunting just because there's a lot to get done, but we're pretty committed to this. So
we're very committed to it.
We also started a website so that people could have some more information about her. That is live currently, but we're still working on tweaking it so that it's not.
Let's go ahead and plug our pages right now, Steve. Yeah. You can start with the Facebook one.
So the Facebook one is facebook.com/recalljoan. Recall Joanne Windholz.
That's JoAnnWindholz is how you pronounce the good representative's or spell the good representative's name. I'm assuming you pronounce it Windholz.
That's what I assume. I don't actually.
And know. There's actually two Facebook pages that, because of our technical ineptitude, we haven't been able to merge yet. But there's links to both of them. One is sort of an open forum, and one is a little bit more of a closed group. But Steve and I and Rachel and some of our friends have are running that whole deal, basically. We also have a full-on website that's www.recalljoannwindholz.com. It's still kind of a work in progress, but it's got some of the basics here, who she is, what she said, what we're doing, how to join, how to contribute, and it's going to have a lot more information in the coming days and weeks in terms of getting together, sort of signing parties we're planning to do, and just spreading the word and getting involved. And then we have a funding site. We're going to need not much money, a little bit. We're all working folks here. We are not trust fund kids or rich kids or anything like that. We all work and like anybody else. And the little extra money we need will be in terms of filing fees, stuff for mailing, for maybe reserving space, for just sort of the basics of running a campaign like this. We don't have any Koch brothers or people like that backing us, obviously. In fact, some of those entities might be working against us when this thing gets going. But so we need a little bit, and then anything that's left over, we're not going to pocket. We've decided that we're going to contribute any leftovers after the actual basics of what we need to the victims of the Colorado Springs, the families of the victims of the Colorado Springs shooting, if we have anything left over. And we might, because we've only been collecting for less, 24 hours, and we're already in good shape here.
Yeah. Yes. So it's,
and you can find that from the Facebook or the website, the link to the funding page.
And we'll put all that in the show notes also.
Yes, most certainly will.
Yeah. So in terms of what we were saying earlier about it's sort of spanning the political spectrum, one of the things I did today was reach out to a professor that I used to have at Colorado State University named Dr. John Strayer. And for those of you who are political in Colorado, he's a pretty big name. He's kind of an expert in local Colorado politics, particularly legislative politics. So I reached out to him to kind of get an idea if he had any advice and kind of what the process looked like and his opinion. And he personally doesn't like recalls, but I mean, he's a Republican also. But as a Republican, he said, you know, I read her comments earlier this morning, and he's like, I totally agree with you that she's awful and vile and shouldn't have said those things, and then went on to give me his opinion about why we shouldn't do a recall. But
well, there is an element of, and I always pronounce this word wrong, Schadenfreude. To this?
Schadenfreude? I don't know.
Schadenfreude, yes.
There we go.
In that, one of the biggest bastions of information to find about if recalling a local politician in Colorado was possible and how it works was the fact that the Republicans did this in the wake of the Aurora shooting, when several state legislators wanted to tighten some gun restrictions, and the NRA and the Koch brothers swooped in and recalled a couple of Democrats over that. Sorry, cat on the mixer again. you can see this is a high budget operation, and we're obviously very well organized and well funded political operatives here.
So what one of the things that's unique about our recall effort, both in comparison to that and to the Jeffco, the more recent Jeffco recall effort around the school board, is that this is not over a policy disagreement.
Right.
This is over an elected representative who advocated murder. One of the unique things about this effort is that it's not over a policy disagreement. Those representatives who were recalled over the gun control issue were recalled straight policy disagreement.
Yeah.
Also right. Recently in Jeffco, it was an argument over policy.
Yes.
Yes.
This is much more cut and dried than that. This is not about her not liking abortion or how she's legislating. This is about, in my opinion, she violated federal law. There's a federal law called the Fair Access to Clinic Entrances Act.
Mm. Okay.
That essentially criminalizes this kind of rhetoric around abortion clinics in particular. And I think it's a somewhat different recall effort because of that. And I think it sets us apart from those other two efforts, which were policy centered.
Yes.
This is about misconduct in office.
Yeah. And about an elected official advocating for murder.
Basically.
I mean, that's just – we can't have that. It's,
yeah.
It's, yeah.
That's,
and to call it anything else is really to mince words, right?
Yes.
I mean, this woman advocated for the murder of a police officer.
Mm-hmm. And two civilians.
Yeah, she basically did. And that's what, you know, has me up in arms. I know people. I have friends who, you know, they may be on different sides of the abortion issue. But, you know, this is a bridge way too far. And
it requires action. She's a elected official in our state saying that. I mean, you know, Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh can get away with it, but they're not elected officials. They're
mm-hmm.
entertainers. This yeah. woman was elected by voters of Colorado, and that can't, I just can't stand for it. I won't.
No, absolutely not. So in terms of next steps, again, this is 24 to 48 hours fresh right now in terms of everything we're getting going and organized here. But the actual petition is in the process of being made official with the Secretary of State. And at that point, what are the next steps for those who are listening who want to get involved besides, at this point, just staying tuned to updates on the website, on the Facebook, and you know, donating if they want to? What can they expect next if they want to be involved somehow?
Well, if you're local to Denver, or I guess anywhere in Colorado, and you want to help out, we're going to need canvassers. We're going to need a lot of them.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a fairly big district.
Yes.
And spread out weirdly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's got a decent urban component and then a pretty substantial rural component. So we'll need people who are willing to put a lot of miles on their car, I think, to get out there and collect signatures. I imagine that while we'll need 5,000, we'll probably want to collect something closer to double that, given the known problems with
legitimacy of signatures.
Absolutely.
And petition collection. So.
Yes. I think the requirement is just over 4,700. Mm-hmm. But yeah, if we could get like 8,000 or 9,000, that would be fantastic.
And you know, her people are going to be going over every signature with a fine tooth comb. Yep. And if somebody's mailing address doesn't add up or whatever, they're going to get as many of those delegitimized as possible. So yeah, it's not that just we need 5,000. We realistically need double that just to be on the safe side. So we're going to need people to be involved in, you know, we're going to try to make it fun. We're going to try to make it interesting. We're going to try to do some, you know, get togethers, parties for lack of a better word.
Yep. I'm an event planner by trade. That's what I do. So we'll be getting more details out about that.
I'm a semi entertainer, right?
Exactly. So I'm going to reach out to some local venues that I use, in my wedding business and see if any of them want to, help with space, and then we'll get all those details going. But really the first steps for us at this point are getting the petition to the Secretary of State and then getting our paperwork in order.
Yeah, and Steve, I'll let you jump here in a second. But really at this point, you know, besides we've given you the information in terms of, you know, joining up with the Facebook group and donating if you'd like to and following the website is get the word out. Let people know that this is a thing that's happening. I think that – again, I speak for Steve and Naomi and Rachel and I and some of our friends here when we said, you know what, it's not enough to vent and throw a Facebook comment and write a blog about it. Let's do something. Let's get involved.
Yep.
Let's make this happen.
And so, you and I are always yelling and screaming about getting involved, so yeah, let's get involved.
We've done it, and it's a movement, and it's actually happening, and it can happen, and it can work. So spread the word. You know, if you know you've got friends, family members, neighbors who would be interested in this, who would want to get involved, who would want to at least know what's happening, by all means, spread the word. And I'll, you know, I'll turn that over to Steve. Any other, you know, comments about that?
Clearly, we're not the only ones appalled by this. So if you are listening and you are appalled by this, you don't have to just sob over what has happened. You can take action and you can be a participant in this effort from afar, from near. If you can't canvass, you can send money. If you can't send money, you can make sure every single one of your friends knows about this.
Yep.
And when you're speaking to people that maybe don't share your liberal lefty politics, go to what Steve was saying earlier and say, you know, this woman advocated for the murder of an on-duty police officer. And that'll get people riled up, even if they don't necessarily vote Democrat or love abortion.
Yeah, absolutely.
I had a number of very conservative friends who I generally argue with on Facebook say, over the line, I will share this.
And right. Yep. My older brother, who's sort of in the middle of the road, was like, did that lady really say that? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, she's not going to get reelected. And I was like, no, I'm going to recall her.
Yeah.
So,
She can't be allowed. She can't be allowed to wear the mantle of Colorado legislator and represent us to the world, because I mean people see her words and say Colorado elected her.
Mm-hmm. Exactly right. Not by much, I'd like to point out, but they did.
Razor thin margin.
Absolutely.
So I 1,000% agree with everything you said, Stephen. Just to let some people know, just in the past 24 hours, I've had correspondence. We've had it via Facebook and via email. People from Kansas, from Texas, from New York, from all over the country who feel the same way we do and want to be involved and contribute any way they can. Of course, we need a lot of people locally to actually make, you know, to make this work. And that's what we're going to be focusing on. But this has touched a nerve. And
yeah,
this is an opportunity for, regular people who want to be involved somehow in an actual political campaign to make a difference and at the very least send a very, very loud and clear message. This is an opportunity to do it.
Yeah. I want to say one thing real quick just to clarify. So the words that I read earlier that she wrote was part of a Facebook post that she did. And once it kind of got national news, she pulled it. And so some people I heard sort of muttering, well, maybe she didn't mean it or
no,
she misspoke.
Well,
so NPR reached out to her and she confirmed she said it and didn't want to make further comments. So mm-hmm. She's not taking it back. She's not apologizing. She took it down, but as far as, any kind of take back, Caesar, I'm sorry, none of it. Does not have in any of it.
Representative Winholtz, if you'd like to appear on the podcast and explain yourself, we'd be happy to have you.
Yeah, absolutely. Irreverenttestimony@gmail.com or Facebook or really anywhere.
I'm not going to hold my breath. No. But,
I'm surprised she answered NPR's call. I understand from the reporter at The Independent that she's no longer answering calls from either them or the Aurora Sentinel.
Yeah. Doesn't surprise
classy.
Me.
Classy move.
Doesn't
Love
surprise
it.
Me. So,
God.
Yeah. So this is this is important here. This where this is going. You know, if the Colorado Republican Party is going to try to step in and make her step down or something, that's not our business. We have no control over that. And
they've actually made a statement on that. They will not censure her or call for her to step down.
Wow.
That was reported yesterday.
Wow. Okay, then.
Well, there you go.
Hold the line, Republican Party.
Die on that hill if you want
yep.
to.
Fine by me.
They did say they thought it was inappropriate, but they didn't back her, but they're not willing to be any more forceful than oh sorry.
Yeah, it was inappropriate.
She probably shouldn't
like,
have said that.
Like an off-color joke at a business meeting.
Right.
Yeah.
Business lunch,
mm-hmm. right? Exactly, because it certainly compares completely well to that.
Yeah. Exactly right. God.
Anyway, so
I think you were going with that is that we would like to use this as an opportunity not only to get this woman out of office, but also to sort of send a message nationally to people who behave this way and use this kind of rhetoric that. It has touched a nerve, and that people mm-hmm. are not just going to sit around and let you say shit like this.
Nope.
It's just not going to happen. So I think that's the other sort of half of the goal is to kind of send a message from the progressives out there and say we stand with Planned Parenthood, but more than just changing my Facebook picture or something like that,
mm-hmm.
I'm willing to take political action.
Yeah, and you know what? Even if you're not a progressive, I think we're in agreement here that a lot of people feel this has stepped way over the line.
Yep.
And you know, you have a large portion of the electorate. This lady got elected basically in an off-year election where people stayed home and didn't vote. So if your plan was to keep people out of the political process so you can win elections like this, you've just gotten a whole bunch more people very much involved.
Yep.
Well, you don't have to be a progressive to agree that in a democracy, when we don't get our way, we don't take up arms.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's that I would like to think that in America, that is a universal sentiment that we live in a pluralistic democracy, and that means sometimes we don't get what we want in the legislative process.
Yep.
And under no circumstances does that mean we can take up arms over it.
Correct.
You would think so, but then the Republican-controlled Congress today just voted to not keep people on the terror watch list from acquiring weapons, not getting a background checks. But
well, they have rights. I mean, they have rights.
Yeah.
don't have the right to not die at an abortion clinic, but heaven forbid you not give someone on a terror watch list a gun.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, so, and you know, we don't have the right to yell fire in a crowded theater, but apparently we have the right to walk in there with a firearm and actually fire.
Right.
Yeah, well, especially if we, quote, feel threatened, whatever that means.
Uh-huh.
But we're going to have you back on, Steve, to talk about a litany of stuff.
I would love that.
But in the meantime, really, really glad that we could link up and really glad that we're going to get some action going on this. Again, check out the Facebook Recall Joanne Winholtz, www.recalljoannewinholtz.com. Anything else in terms of the social media and stuff on the web that we've got started here?
GoFundMe.com/recallWindholtz if you mm-hmm. want to make a donation.
And Steve, obviously we're going to be talking a heck of a lot more, and we're going to just stay tuned to the Facebook page and this podcast for everything regarding this movement and events we have upcoming and how you can get involved. Any closing thoughts for Steve? I know you have a prior engagement to attend to.
I just want to thank you very much for having me on, and I'm very grateful that we were able to link up our efforts.
Absolutely. We'll be talking a whole lot more here coming up. So,
yeah.
Thanks a lot, Steve. Really appreciate it. And we will be talking with you again very soon.
Thank you, Travis.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
Okay, Rach. So since we have the podcast still going here,
yeah.
Anything else we want to bring up?
I don't know. Not necessarily. I mean, there's a lot going on, but I think we'll probably do a separate podcast sort of for all things in the news. We do have an update about our upcoming Supreme Court podcast that I keep promising everybody. Mm-hmm. It really is happening. And this time I got a very, very, very special guest who is an expert on the Supreme Court and one of my professors when I went to CSU. And a really, really, really brilliant woman. So we're going to be doing that sometime next week. We just need to link up with her and her schedule. So stay tuned for that.
Mm-hmm. Still and then hoping to have Arliss Bunny on at some point. She's got some personal matters to attend to. But
yes.
We're hoping to get her on pretty soon. And we have some more interesting guests either in the process of being lined up or lined up already.
We
and,
do.
There's going to be a lot of great stuff to talk about.
Yes. So we will keep you up to date. Probably like at the end of every podcast or maybe the beginning on this recall effort. But again, you can go to the social media for that as well. And yeah, we have lots of exciting guests coming up, so it should be good.
So once again, I've been Travis.
I'm Rachel.
This is Irreverent Testimony, and for real, we mean it in all sincerity when we say stay involved and stay active, and we will see you next time. Bye.